Welcome, everybody, to the Cast of the Champions, Episode 8, as I make my triumphant return to the podcasting world. I am your host, Mike, and I'm really glad to be back on the air. Took a couple months off while I was getting ready to move and everything, and now I'm all shacked up and up here in my new spot down here in North Carolina. I got my man cave going on. This place is awesome. I get my own room, and I get no distractions from the outside world, mainly my kids and everything, so I can do this podcast, give it better attention than I have been giving it. So it's good to be back, and you could have gotten your fix of me on the NitroCast a couple weeks ago. We did two shows in about a three-day span, talking about WrestleMania. We did our dream WrestleMania card, which I totally fucked up. And sitch, and then we did an after show about WrestleMania. So really good time. It was a really good weekend. It was my last weekend up in New York, and I got to hang out with my friends and everything, went to the movies, and of course watched WrestleMania. And like I said, then thought WrestleMania was a better than we thought was going to be show. It was a really pretty decent show, and set up the company for the future. So that's what this show is going to be pretty much about. I'm just going to, I'm not going to just dive into, just recapping Raws. And I'm probably going to get away from that, actually. This might turn into, not just about wrestling anymore. It'll be a lot about wrestling, maybe sports, throw some music stuff in there, all that cool stuff. But this show is just going to be really talking about where the product is. Some of the news that has been going on in the world of wrestling right now and sitch. So, before I do that, we'll get some of this fuckery out of the way. Let's throw out the paw. You can get me on Twitter at Cast of Champion. Also go to facebook.com/Cast of Champions. I've been kind of neglecting that, as we all have. And hopefully I'll get back on that site a little bit. That kind of stuff. Don't forget to check out the NitroCast. He's been kind of on a hiatus as well. You get burned out, doing this, with work and family and all that stuff. So, but he's back on the wagon out there, and he should have another show out this week, I'm guessing. I'm not gonna talk for him. So, that being said, first thing I'm gonna cover is the untimely passing of the Ultimate Warrior. Now, as I said on if you heard me on the NitroCast, I was not a big fan of the Ultimate Warrior. Still not. I'm not gonna sit here and be. I'm going to go on this little rant about the Ultimate Warrior. Trust me, I don't wish death on anybody. I really don't, except for, Hitler and other people. But the Warrior just seemed like a prick. Like, he was an asshole. And to just see all this outcry of support from people who just buried... I watched that Self-Destruction, the Ultimate Warrior DVD the other night just for the hell of it. And the same people who were saying they loved him were the same guys that were burying him on that DVD. The worst one was the Iron Sheik. I don't know if you ever saw his video the day after the Warrior died. Iron Sheik released a thing saying he was sorry and he was his friend and blah, 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 blah. It's pathetic. Actually, the whole weekend of him being inducted to Hall of Fame was being praised by the same people who buried him on the DVD. And then it got even worse when it came to him dying. Like I said, it's sad. It really was, especially seeing his family. His kids bring him out there. I went back and watched the whole Hall of Fame while I was working out at the gym a couple of days there. And it was sad. You see his daughters come out there, and and he got cute kids. None of them were even on the earth when he was doing his thing as the Ultimate Warrior. But all the stuff he was doing, where he was doing his motivational speeches, he was an asshole. He was a racist bigot. That's the best way to just describe it. He'd go out there and he called everybody a faggot and then he died. So that's okay. We forgive him. I mean, come on. They would not have released that DVD if it was not true. Like I said, sorry he's dead. Really, that's really young. But it was just, I thought it was very pathetic the way people have been, just came out and said, oh, great guy, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of eerie. Watch that Raw where he talked about, every day is a man's heart will be his last beat and all that stuff. That was kind of eerie because he ended up dying soon afterwards, the next day actually. But it is what it is. On that same token, the next day on the Nancy Grace show. And obviously, her informants are extremely knowledgeable in everything they look up. Look, bitch, if you're going to do a show, get your fucking facts straight. You know, putting on there Owen Hart died from steroids. If you do not know how he died, you're just a fucking moron. Everybody in the free world who never even looked at wrestling knew how he died. It had nothing to do with steroids. So, you know, for that, yeah, you know, it is what it is. So, but yeah, that's all I'm going to say about the Warrior. You know, rest in peace, but like I said, I didn't cry myself to sleep over it. Not to insult the dead. Next part, the way the company's kind of the Raw after WrestleMania, it was pretty good. It went to the direction that not everybody's expecting to see these major returns. Maybe Sting debuts. I was looking for Sting to come out, but it didn't. It went right into the direction of this is where the company's going to go. We're going to rely on these young guys. You see, you know, they got Bo Dallas doing his vignette now. They got Adam Rose. That guy looks like he's fun. I haven't really watched a lot of the NXT guys, so seeing these guys come out is gonna be neat. Rusev, you know, not the best worker in the ring, but I like the whole Ivan Drago gimmick there. That's pretty cool. So you know, they're going in a good direction right now. The company's really going in a good direction. Daniel, they got the right champion. Daniel Bryan is gonna carry that belt for a little while. I think. He'll have it all the way through SummerSlam. I believe he'll probably keep it to the end, at least to the end of the summer. I can't see him losing it before then. Maybe, you know, I could see him maybe not. I mean, he ain't gonna lose to Kane. I'll tell you that much right now. But maybe a title trade off with a Batista or someone like that. You know, he wins it 1 month, and the next week or month he wins it right back or something like that. Probably gonna have SummerSlam match with Brock Lesnar. I could see that happening. But you know, watching Raw tonight, because I just got done watching Raw. I'm recording this about, you know, 20 minutes after Raw ended. I heard about how his dad died, and as soon as he walked out, you saw it in his face. It was heartbreaking because his eyes were all red. That's a sad death, you know. And you could see it. And when he came down, he just couldn't talk. And I'm sure they rewrote that script, you know. To, you know, have his girlfriend down there, you know, his wife down there. Then Kane come out, and he was a professional, took the beating, choked it up for the couple minutes that they did it, and then, you know, he's probably already back home in Washington with his family. So, you know, kudos to WWE for giving him, you know, what he needs to go home. So, talk about a roller coaster of emotions for that guy. You know, just a wedding on Friday, dad's death on Monday. So it was, you know, it's pretty sad. Or no, it's a week and a half ago, he got married. Yeah, that's right. So, but you know, 2 weeks, you know, marriage and death, you know, it's sad. So, he's the guy. His match with Kane is not going to be the main event of Extreme Rules, but you know, it's a start, and then he's gonna carry. It's gonna be good. You know, mumbling on here a little bit, but the another feud they got going on that I'm really like. I like the return of Evolution. I like the fact that they're not trying to force, you know, Ric Flair out there too. I mean, this is a showing these three guys who were, you know, at the time present in future of the company, and now they're the past, and then they're doing Evolution again, with a lot less hair for all three of them. You know, something I noticed today when they were showing the old video of Evolution, you know, Triple H and, you know, had the long hair, and the other two had longer hair, and then now they're all bald because they're old and they're hiding. They don't want to show their bald spots. So, it's good. And then the whole feud with the Shield, it's just awesome. It's making the Shield look really good. It's getting them over his baby faces very, very well. I heard a rumor that they are going to make the Extreme Rules match like a War Games match, but maybe they're saving that for down the line. Maybe they can keep this feud going for a couple months and have it War Games. We'll see. I think it'd be kind of cool to do a War Games. Maybe just kind of change it up a little bit because you know, as like Paul will tell you, he didn't like the War Games format. And thinking about it and going back and watching all this stuff on the WWE Network, it is kind of you know, the whole concept was kind of shitty. You know, you can't do a pin for until everybody gets in there. It should have been an elimination match. You know, War Games elimination match. That would kind of make sense. But the first pin after, you know, all eight guys are in the ring, yeah, it's kind of shitty. But, you know, they can maybe do a deviation of it. So, but that's going to be a pretty good match. That will be the headliner of the Extreme Rules special event. As you know, they're not called pay-per-views anymore. They're called special events. So it's kind of coincide with WWE Network. Another quick thing about the WWE Network is I saw that they're talking about upping the price next year, which is totally fine. $10 to me was, yeah, that's really, really skimpy price. As long as they don't go over like $20 a month, I'll still get it. It's worth it. Shit, Pat WrestleMania paid for the whole year, pretty much, for the half year, I should say. Yeah, they can afford to put it up to like $15, even up to $20 if they feel like it, and people will still pay for it. So, yeah, the numbers came out. They didn't have as many subscriptions as they thought they would. It was about 656,000 plus some. They were kind of hoping for 1 million. I think they'll be at 1 million before the summertime. And then you just think about that, 1 million subscriptions at $10. You know, that's right there. What? $10 million a month, and then do the math. I'm not going to sit here and do the math. I'm not a mathematician, but you know, it's going to be pretty. You know, I just hope they don't rush it. Like they figure it's going to be like an XFL thing, and they just drop it after 1 year, because that would suck. Because they got so much on there. I love just, you know, oh, I'm in the mood to watch wrestling. I remember this happening in this pay per view. I just kind of go on there, scroll to it, and watch it, or watch the whole pay per view, whatever it is. The network's awesome, and they're adding all this other stuff to it too. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm cool with it. So, but anyways, back on track. Current as wrestling is considered, the John Cena Bray Wyatt feud. The only thing keeping this thing afloat is Bray Wyatt's promos, and the fact that he gets the crowd eating out of his hand, and then the ending of Raw tonight just kind of mind fucked me, because it's a 3-on-1 match. All three of them jump in there, and all of a sudden disqualification after they've been doing this the whole match. Didn't really make sense to me, but I don't know. I guess it was just one of those things where they kind of, oh shit, this is how it's supposed to end. That's probably how it was going to end if it was a 2-on-1 or 1-on-1, but still, I didn't kind of understand that. But Cena's work last week on the mic was beyond horrible. It was his childish, stupid. Here's these pictures of Bray Wyatt looking like old lady, and you know, it was just stupid. And I think honestly, everybody knows I'm not a Cena fan at all. I respect him for the fact he's been around, but people are growing stale, are growing bored of his gimmick. It's really getting to the point now where the only people that really, really like him are kids, and that's sad. Because he has not changed. He's the same Cena now that he was after as soon as he quit the whole I'm a fake rapper gimmick. It's the same Cena. So, and I know people are getting bored of it. And he's still Super Cena. He was about to win the match tonight until they broke it up. So, you know, go figure on that one. But like I said, Bray Wyatt's the only one really keeping us afloat. Hopefully he wins the steel cage match. That's the way it should go. So, what else? I don't really see where they can go after that, but, you know, we'll see where it goes. What else is going on in the world of professional wrestling? I guess I could say that I'm kind of already annoyed some of the mid-card stuff. They're not building any strong mid-card feuds. I like what they're doing with the Intercontinental Title Tournament, because they're making it seem like it is a worthwhile thing. They're trying to make the Intercontinental Title worthwhile. They need to get rid of the U.S. title. As much as the Shield is awesome right now, the U.S. title is not doing Dean Ambrose any good, because he doesn't defend the damn thing ever. So get rid of that title, and then you just have the three titles. You have the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and then you have the Intercontinental Championship, and then you have the tag team titles, the penny belts. And then that's it. You know, that's how you build guys up. You know, you make those titles worth something, because really, even the world title right now ain't worth anything. Well, it's trying to be by merging them together, but you know, looks like that's what they're trying to do with the Intercontinental title. They're trying to make it, you know, worth something. Maybe someone more viable right now than Big E. I had real big hopes for Big E, but he's really not really showing too much. He's not really getting a lot of screen time, because, you know, his NXT thing, I heard he was a funny dude. They gave him like time, and he was good on the stick, but he's just not giving him enough time. But maybe with this Intercontinental title playoff thing they're doing. Maybe it'll make it something. Excuse me for that. But you know what? We'll same thing. We'll see. You know, we still like where it's going. This Emma chick. I can't stand her. And the music's annoying. That little dancing thing she does annoys me. I just remembered that one. Paige. Now there's a chick. Good looking girl. A little pasty, but you know what? She's British, so of course she's gonna be. When she came out a couple weeks ago, you know, it had to do with that day after Raw where they build up younger talent. Just came out, won the title. It was good shit. It's not like one of those where Santino jumped out of the crowd and won the Intercontinental title, and this, you know, no one knew who he was. This was different. You know, NXT is giving people a chance to see who these people are, and then they jump out and they win it. So they can say she's a flash in the pan all he wants, but she's been around just in the developmental circuit where everyone can see her. So, you know, she's been beating people. I don't see her dropping the belt Extreme Rules. She's going to keep that belt for a little while. But, you know, she gives the chance to legitimize that maybe the Divas a little bit, you know. Give her some worthwhile feud with Tamina. Maybe not just one, but you know, make that a worthwhile belt. Because when AJ had it, it was, like I said, she was booked so horribly wrong. Every non-title match, whether it be a tag match or a singles match, she was losing. And then she would win it. So, and then she would win the actual title match. Well, hopefully they learn their lesson with that one. Don't do that anymore. I honestly think part of that was because of the whole CM Punk thing, but you know, the fact they're together and supposedly they're engaged now, blah blah blah. Now she's taking time off. You know, you guys saw that or not? So, you know, whatever. But yeah, Paige could make that a worthwhile thing. And it also looks like that the Usos are, you know, keeping those tag belts, so they're not just jumping them around, and they're getting a feud now, and they're making Ryback so a legitimate tag team, which is a good thing, because, like I said before, they kind of reminded me of a Hercules and Paul Roma, the Power and Glory. That's kind of what those two remind me of, so it'd be cool to see them doing that, too. Next one, Cesaro. Yeah, I don't want to forget about Cesaro. What happened with him winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal was awesome, and everyone always, I was one of them, oh, he's going to be a super face now, and then he goes and he joins up with Paul Heyman. Yeah, well, eventually he's going to be the face. You know, give him some matches between now and SummerSlam. He's still having matches with faces and heels, as you see on Friday, on Friday on SmackDown, he's facing Swagger, which I thought was going to be an Extreme Rules match, but oh well. You know, he's facing a fellow heel, and then he's got a match. He's probably going to have another return match with RVD after RVD loses next week to Bad News Barrett. But they're going to build Cesaro up and probably bring Brock Lesnar back and like see Brock Lesnar and Cesaro in a match at SummerSlam. That would be a legitimate, hard-hitting match between two guys who can take it. You know, that should be pretty good. If I'm right on that, SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar, Cesaro, and then hopefully maybe Cesaro gets to win. We'll see. I don't know. But, you know, build him up as a good character, and then right around summer sometime, make him a bona fide, you know, hardcore face. So it'll be pretty cool. On the same token as Brock Lesnar, where do I really stand on the whole him ending the streak? I'm okay with it for the only for the fact that The Undertaker is okay with it. If you find out later that The Undertaker was forced into relinquishing the streak to Brock Lesnar, then of course I don't know, everybody would have a problem with it. But the fact that Undertaker was okay with it, and you know he called for that ending, you know, that's cool. I know it sounds like Vince McMahon had to kind of talk him into it, but the streak ending was a good thing because it actually allows, in my opinion, it allows the company to move forward in the future. So that every year you're not wondering who's Undertaker going to beat for the streak this year, you know. It's just something that we can do something different. And and something I was thinking about afterwards, he can still have his match with Sting at WrestleMania next year. It'll just be a legend versus legend, icon versus icon match, you know. And it won't be billed so high because the streak's not on the line. And if the streak was still on the line, no one would really look at Sting as a legitimate, credible threat to win it. Now, anybody, you know, those two could have a really good, solid, you know, match for 50-year-olds at WrestleMania next year. It'll be lower, a little bit lower on the card, probably mid-card, and then it'll be, you know, there's no repercussions from the streak ending and whatever. It's just a match the winner wins, and that's it. And then they both ride off in the sunset, and they retire. And you know, that weekend, one of them goes in the Hall of Fame, probably be Sting. But it's good to see that Sting. It looks like Sting has actually signed a contract. He was on the WWE Network for the Ultimate Warriors, thing. So that's cool. I think Sting needed to be in the WWE for his way. Just to kind of put that final exclamation point in his career. Even if he has just the one match against Undertaker or whoever it is, he's going to be. Because for an old guy, he can still, you know, work in the ring. You know, he's not one of those Hulk Hogan guys who has just been completely plagued by injuries. He's had his fair share, don't get me wrong, but he's just not totally worn down by injury. So he can still go out there, have a good 10-15 minute match, and just, you know, get by on basically who he on his name. So a lot of the younger crowd really ain't gonna, you know, are either gonna find out who he is or, you know, really watch the network and really see who he is. They can do a DVD on him and all that good hype horse shit. So, but yeah, like I said, a good time for right now in wrestling. It's going in the right direction. It should be fun, you know. Wait for them. I don't know when they're going to actually announce when WrestleMania 32 is going to take place, because when I hear it's going to be at AT&T Stadium, Cowboy Stadium, that's what I call it, because you know I'm a Cowboys fan. But, you know, it, hopefully that announcement comes soon, because usually they announce it by now. But oh well. So that's pretty much it. If I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, I'll just talk a little bit about some other events going on in the world. Anyone else sick of hearing about this fucking airplane? The thing's missing. See, there's something going on out there about how the plane flew in outer space or something, and now it's just floating in outer space. I don't know. I don't care. But, you know. Sports, the NBA playoffs are going on. I tell you right now, I see the Heat winning again. I don't see anyone upstaging them, no matter how good other teams are this year, better they are. You know, that's just how it's going to be. NHL playoffs, I can tell you honestly, do not care. I have not paid attention. I'm kind of rooting for the Blues because Ryan Miller plays for them, and I'm a Sabres fan, and would like to see him get a ring, you know, some way, one way or another. After we get off here, I'm going to go check it out, see how tonight went. I know they played tonight. Baseball season in full swing. Last I checked, Giants were in first place or tied for first place. So that's pretty cool. A couple weeks in the season, they were up there. Because I'm a San Francisco Giants fan. I got a really weird fan base. And what else? A couple weeks here. In about 3 weeks, I'm going to... 2 weeks, actually. I'm going to the Carolina Rebellion concert over in... at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and it's going to be fun. We got Avenged Sevenfold is going to be there. Rob Zombie, Five Finger Death Punch, Trivium, Fozzy. Get to see Chris Jericho finally. See Fozzy. That should be a pretty good show. So that's what's going on here. I got about 3 weeks left to leave until I go back to work. I'm still in transition. We just moved into our new house. So I just kind of want to give my little stake of the company right now. I'll get another podcast out probably next week, watch some shows, get a little more in-depth stuff on current event shit, and, you know, and that'll be it. So, like I said, you can follow me at Cast of Champion and go to facebook.com/castofchampions. Check out Paul's Nitrocast. It's a pretty good listen to. And other than that, you know, take it easy, keep on listening, and stay classy. Peace.